Tomorrow is a day to celebrate music and the people who make it. It's called Make Music Detroit. The city joins over 700 cities in 120 countries in holding a Make Music Day. Mike Wu is with Make Music Detroit. Welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
So this is part of basically a national musical holiday?
In certain countries, it is a national music holiday. It started in France in 1982, and since then, over half of the population participates, and it's now a national holiday in France.
So this is the first time Detroit is taking part of it. What is the goal of Make Music Detroit?
Provide access to performance space and music education to people of all ages. The basic premise of all Make Music Days is it has to be free, has to be easily accessible to the public. All genres are accepted. Anyone that would like to perform, learn, or teach are allowed to.
Tell us what's happening tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow we will have over 150 performances at over 20 different venues around the city. There will be workshops being conducted as well. This is the inaugural year, so we would like to introduce the event to the city and have the visitors and the music makers of the city just get to know each other and just have fun and just celebrate music along with the rest of the world.
Give us an idea of some of the artists you've got lined up.
For this year, we really wanted to showcase the eclectic and vibrant sounds of the city, so we have Liz Lahren, a winner of 33 Detroit Music Awards, R.J. Spangler Quintet featuring sax legend Larry Smith and Nikki Pierce, Philharmonic Sextet featuring Queen of Soul Thornetta Davis, Kevin Reynolds from the 2016 Metro Times Reader's Choice Best Electronic Artist, Amp Fiddler, The Mighty Funhouse featuring Skeeto Valdez, Paul Randolph, and John Douglas.
So you've really got this, like you say, all genres. You've got the bases covered.
We really wanted to make sure that the music is a true representation of the city. Granted, this is the first year, and we haven't covered, you know, all of it because there are so many different musical genres, but we have a wide range of musicians that have signed up, and it's been overwhelming.
And as you say, over 20 different venues, so probably the best thing that anyone who wants to hear some music should do is go to makemusicdetroit.org because you've got the performance schedules and times and information on the artists. That's all in there so people can kind of plan a day of music.
And as well, there's also a Make Music app that people can download that will have the schedule and the venue locations and a map.
Now, bringing all these people together and getting all these venues, it's got to be a huge, huge undertaking. Where's the money coming from? Who's underwriting all of this?
Larry King, the founder, was first introduced to this at a Music City conference and thought it would be a great event for the city. He thought Detroit would be a perfect place for it and initially wanted to plan for it next year. However, the Make Music Alliance kind of convinced us to start it this year. It has been a big undertaking, so Larry is basically funding this out of his pocket.
And again, anyone who wants to go, it is wide open. It's free, right?
It's free. It's all ages. Everything would be age appropriate. And we want to highlight the vital role music and music education plays in promoting better social, academic, and spiritual engagement. Early exposure to music, especially with youth, is something that's indispensable for a children's future. Whether they go into any creative arts or math and science, everything takes some sort of a creative mentality. And having early exposure to music kind of preps the kids for adversity and like problem solving, spatial intelligence. And even, you know, studies have shown that early exposure to music helps with learning new languages. People do better academically, especially in math and vocabulary. So we're really trying to have this as the foundation of our objective and mission.
Well, parents who have kids home on summer vacation and are going, what am I going to do with the kids today? Here's a great idea. 12 hours of music from noon to midnight. Make Music Detroit Day. And you can get all the details at makemusicdetroit.org. Mike Wu, thanks so much for sharing with us.
Thank you very much for having us. And we hope to see you tomorrow.